Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I don't give a fuck about cars or engines or fucking vehicles of any kind. I don't give a shit what kind of car you drive. It doesn't fucking impress me. I remember when I was working at the office store, some fucking doctor came in. He was driving some fucking hot car. I can't tell you what type of car it is because I don't give a shit. But you could just tell it was a fucking hot looking car. The fucking color, the design, it was like a fucking sports car. And he wouldn't park in a normal parking spot. He like parked out right in front of the door. And like he wanted you to know that, motherfucker, I'm important. I'm driving this fucking car. I want to park right in front of the goddamn door and not use a normal fucking parking spot. I'm just going to walk in and throw my dick around. That's what I associate with fucking cars like that. Now, I have known car guys over the years that just fucking love cars, that are normal human beings. In my world, that is a fucking minority. Generally, I see that as like a status symbol. Somebody wants me to know how much money they fucking have or how fucking awesome they are or how small their fucking dick is. And, you know, they got to drive that fucking car to get women, I guess. I don't know what the fuck they think. It's usually men, too. I don't really see like a lot of women giving a shit about that. It's not like women go through fucking midlife crises and buy like fucking hard cars and start picking up fucking dudes, do they? I mean, maybe they fucking do. It's not the stereotype. And it's nothing that I've ever fucking seen. Motherfucker, this happened in my fucking house. My dad cheated on my mom all the fucking time, but like at one point, he bought like a fucking Corvette or some shit. And I'm sure he's fucking people in there. He probably wasn't fucking people in there. It was like a fucking two-seater, but I'm sure it was bait to fuck people. It was the fucking worm on the fucking hook that he was using to fucking find all these old skags to fucking bang. I've bought one fucking vehicle in my life. I'm 39 years old. I've purchased on my own one fucking car. Everything else has just been fucking hand-me-downs. Like shit from my fucking parents. Actually, all shit from my fucking parents. Hey, you done with that? You're not fucking driving anymore? Tell you what, I'll fucking take that. I'll take it. I'll take it off your fucking hands for you. I didn't give a shit about the condition or any of that shit. Is it drivable? Is it free? Is it available? I'm fucking in. I drove a minivan in college. I took a bunch of shit for that too, which always fucking stunned me because in college, you know, you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old, wherever the fuck you are. I think I graduated at 23. I took the 6-year approach. I remember all these assholes were giving me shit because I was driving a fucking minivan. Motherfucker, who gives a shit? Should I pay more money out of fucking pocket for some other piece of shit when this motherfucker is free? Get the fuck out of here, man. They're like, oh, you're a soccer mom. Yeah, either a fucking soccer mom or a 20-year-old with no fucking money. One of the two. What do you think is more fucking likely, asshole? What are you fucking driving? Like, nobody fucking drove a hot fucking car in college. If you drove a hot car in college, you had rich fucking parents. People in fucking college are, like, scraping money together to buy, like, fucking the cheapest beer they could find and ordering, like, fucking pizza with like 8 other people so I don't have to fucking spend any goddamn money. Like nobody in fucking college is looking for fucking cars. I don't know why the fuck people were so goddamn concerned about that fucking minivan. I took the seats out of the back too. So it was probably like the shadiest fucking thing on the planet. There were two front seats. They were like, I took the middle seats and the back seats out. One of the sets of seats I kept like in my bedroom. I don't know why the fuck I did that, but I remember I've seen like old pictures like of my room, which is like the fucking seats of the van in there. I didn't sit on them. It wasn't like I was setting up a fucking theater in there, but I just fucking had the seats in my room. I don't know why. Towards the end, with that fucking thing too, the van, the speedometer and the dashboard would just stop working because it was all electronic. So I'd be fucking driving down the thruway and, you know, I'd be going like 65 or whatever the fuck. You'd see the gas meter and all of a sudden, all the fucking meters would just shut off. The car was still going. The engine was still fucking on, but everything was just done. So I was like, what the fuck? I don't know how much gas I have. I don't know how fucking fast I'm going. So it's like, ah! I was just fucking panic. I start banging on the goddamn dash and then it would come back. And this was going on for a while. It would go down, I'd bang it, it would pop back up. At one point in time, I remember telling my parents that. It's like, yeah, the fucking dashboard's going, I just fucking bang that shit and it pops back up. And they were like, you should be hitting it. I was like, motherfucker, if I don't fucking hit it, I don't know how fucking fast I'm going. What is your solution? Just drive down the fucking road with no speed so I could fucking pull over? Sir, how fast are you going? I got a funny story, officer. My fucking speedometer doesn't work. They're gonna fucking love that shit. What are you afraid I'm gonna fucking break this hunk of shit with 189,000 miles on it, whatever the fuck it was? Oh, Jesus Christ, don't ruin the fucking minivan with those seats in the back. We can't have that. I was always so fucking confused by that. Like, what did you expect me to do? I'm sure, like, it's like the caveman thing to do. Just fucking bang on the goddamn thing. But, like, if you were just driving down the road and your fucking speedometer just shut the fuck off, you're just gonna be like, ah, you know, it's gonna come back. Is that what you're just gonna trust that? What are you, out of your fucking mind? You're so fucking sure? I just thought that was just insanity. Absolute fucking insanity to get pissed at me for trying to survive in the middle of the fucking road. Hey, do I have to get gas? I don't know. Oh, what's the speedometer say? Says fucking nothing. Doesn't say shit. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe it fucking won't. We ended up giving that fucking van to my uncle, one of my deadbeat uncles. And he just fucking like drove it around. He drove that piece of shit for years. I don't think I put the seats back in. Fuck, I'm keeping those. I don't know what happened to those seats. Dirtbag uncle was like, he like knew people, so he'd get it like, it would pass inspection, even though it probably shouldn't have passed inspection. I'm pretty sure if you got a fucking non-working speedometer, You're not going to fucking pass inspection with that shit. But fixing the goddamn speedometer at that point probably cost more than the fucking van did. Look, man, I've taken in some shitty cars in my day. I draw the line at taking in a fucking car where I don't know how fucking fast I'm going. You know how much that fucking panicked me? My fucking anxious ass driving down the street not knowing how fucking fast I'm going? Because here's the thing too, like, I don't know what else is going to fucking go. Like, if I'm driving down the street and everything looks okay, at least I can fucking focus. If the speedometer and everything fucking dies, I'm like, what's going to happen next? I don't give enough of a shit to know how a fucking car works. I just know that if it's not working, I'm afraid that something else is gonna stop working. Fucking cars now, they're like fucking spaceships. Like, it's all fucking electronic and shit. I don't need all this fucking space age shit. I need a gas pedal, I need brakes, I need power locks, I need power windows, I need fucking air conditioning. And you know what? Cruise control. I'll take fucking cruise control. I'll drive a stick shift. I don't give a shit. I can drive a fucking stick. The vast majority of my cars over the years were fucking stick shift. Not that minivan, though. That minivan wasn't a stick. I'll be back Sunday to Wednesdays. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, the place you can get it. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode is there. Twitter @JohnsonHateYou, Instagram @maybe5minutes, and in my Facebook timeline.